Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hi, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I am your host, Jeff Rappaport. Now, no Jonathan Gallegos today. Had a personal emergency he had to take care of. He will be back soon with us. This will be the second part of the hybrid interest rate, how you can use this in your business. So last episode, we went over the difference between using an amortization loan and using a principal only loan, and then kind of showing you how this hybrid interest rate that I've kind of developed works and how it can help you to make it work in your business. Well, today we're going to go over two examples, and I'm going to show you why I like this so much. So, all right, so let me set up the example for you. So we have a property that they are asking $490,000 for, and it's been on the market for a little bit. And that's right now in the market that we're looking at, that doesn't happen. So they're probably asking too much based on the amount of work that it needs. It is a townhome, and so we decided we were going to make an offer on it. And so this is what we did. The property is free and clear too. So it really wouldn't matter in this case. We can do wraps with this. We can do it free and clear. It really doesn't matter, as long as, in any case, anytime we do a wrap, that our payment is at least as much as the underlying monthly payment. Okay, so what I did is I offered, and if you followed our podcast before, you know that I like to make multiple offers to our sellers. And so I made this offer, this seller, three offers. This first one, which is the only one we're going to focus on, for $500,000. Then we did more of a conventional longer term. For 490, which is kind of backwards because normally you do your longer term as more money, but I'll show you why I do it this way. And then the third offer was a subordination offer for $520,000. So I have three offers that are either what they're asking or above ask price. Okay. So we're going to focus on this one offer. All right. So we came to, and the reason that I bumped it up to $500,000 is that when I feel like I can, I want to be able to offer them more, right? The one of the things that catches the seller's eye right away is what's the price? And so if we can get the price to where they want it or even above it, they tend to get engaged right from the beginning. So here we are offering them 10 grand more and a down payment of $45,000. Okay, that's probably a little more than I normally would want, but this is a listed property, so I know the commissions need to come out of this, but $45,000. So really what we're asking the seller to do is carry back a loan for us of $455,000. Okay. And so just like I mentioned to you on last episode, what I like to do is kind of figure out a range of where that monthly payment would be. So let's just figure out 455, put that in our calculator as present value, and let's say 3.75. Remember, I'm not trying to really get any particular number. I'm just trying to figure out a range. And amortize it over 30 years, 360 is N. And we come up with a payment of 2107 and some change. So 3.75, you know, 4% it would be a little more, 3.5 would be a little less. So somewhere in that range, right? So I picked the number $2,000. And in this particular case, I'm not trying to structure it around a rental or anything. I'm looking at buying this property for myself. And so what I want is I want the best payment, but I want the most principal pay down as possible. So I picked 2000 because it's still competitive. It's not going to offend the seller, right? And then I'll show you what it's going to do over the course of, you know, I did this for 4 years. So typically this type of offer is my short-term financing offer. So more often than not, I write this offer for 3 years, 36 months, and I am always able to offer a good price, a competitive price, and sometimes, and probably more often than, you know, if the property is worth it, right? We don't want to start offering crazy prices when they're, you know, we're so far over and above that it's going to take years to get right side up. However, this offer is typically 3 years. It doesn't usually go past 5 years. And so it's always my shortest term offer. And that's why I think sellers like it, is they get a significantly good price, maybe even the top price that we're offering, and it's for the shortest period of time, 3 years in most cases. So in this case, I went 4 years. Really what my goal is here is to get as much principal pay down as possible, but the goal is to have this property paid off in 4 years. So let's figure this out based on what I'm doing. And if you remember, I talked about interest rate. I typically use 2.5%. It's you can use whatever you like. And I do modify it a bit. So if I wasn't quite getting as much principal pay down, or I want to modify the payment a little bit and I couldn't, I could make this 2%. But I like 2.5, and 2.5 gets really good results. So I've made it 3. I've even done 3.5%, but you can play around with this and you'll see what the differences may be. So let's put in our calculator, $455,000. That is our present value. In this case, we're going to put 2.5% as interest. And 48, remember, 48 as N, not 360. And then we've got to make that one big shift. I'm going to add in the $2,000 month payment as a negative, put it in as payment. We now have four variables in our calculator. We're going to solve for future value. Our future value comes up to be $401,946.74. So I want you to see again, remember at 3.75% interest, we were at over 2,100. So I reduced the payment by $100. But as soon as we put down our down payment, we owe the seller $455,000. Over the course of 4 years, we will pay this down to 402. That means that we will get about $53,000 in equity over the course of 4 years. So 53,000 divided by 4, we're getting $13,250 a month or a year, basically, in principal pay down on a brand new loan, unheard of. Remember, this is a free and clear property. So when I say that, we can figure out what the seller will net. This is literally the amount of money this seller will walk away from if she accepts this offer, because she doesn't have any underlying debt. She has no underlying payment. We'll deal with the taxes and insurance and all the maintenance, repairs, HOA, whatever. So she will net, you take $2,000, that's her monthly payment. She will get 48 of those. That equals 96,000. Plus, we're going to add in the 401,946 balloon payment, plus the $45,000 down payment. She nets $542,946. She's asking $490,000. She's making almost $53,000 more than what she's asking over the course of 5 years or 4 years. And so, do you see the power of why I would want to use this? Could I have offered her $550,000 and just paid her principal only payments? Yeah, I could. But I would have to stay in it longer. And when I say stay in it longer, let's say I did that. Let's just see what that would be. $550,000. Let's say the same payment. So $2,000 over the same time frame times 48 is $96,000. So at $550,000 minus $96,000 in payments. So we're down to $454,000. I'm down to $401,000. Just under 402. And she's netting 542. By offering her $8,000 more, it puts me in a much worse position. I don't even have, if the property is only worth 500, which it's not, but if it were, I'd only have 10%, not even 10%, into this property. So you can see why this is a good piece to add to your arsenal. Now, I just want to show you a second example, and I'm going to show you as a rental. And let's see if I can find you guys a good example. Let's see here. Let's go through something. This is a deal that we just got, and we've talked about it before on the show. But let's show you how this can work out to your advantage as a rental. So we are buying an eightplex, and initially the property was on the market for $650,000, and it brings in, I think it was $5,500 a month, somewhere around there. It might have been 53, 55, something like that. The taxes were $66,000 for the year. Insurance, I don't remember. It won't matter, but. Let's think about this for a second. What I like to do when I'm figuring out rentals is that I want to figure out where I need to be in terms of I'm going to take into account all the expenses. So taxes, insurance, utilities, any kind of maintenance. If it's a commercial property, I'm going to look at a capital expense and property management and anything else that, you know, is going to be an expense. Okay. I'm going to add those all up. Okay. Then I'm going to look at where are we at with our current income. And I'm going to look at both where we're at with our current income, and I'm going to look at where we could be at with our pro forma income. So, hey, you may come across, and you will come across, landlords that don't raise their rents because they don't want a potential vacancy. So they may have really low rents for the last 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you may have an opportunity to raise those either through some deferred maintenance, improving the property. In some cases, the property's already good and they've just been living with low rents. Sometimes you just need new property management, but that's called the value add, right? So where you can increase the value by doing something to the property. So what I like to do is kind of work backwards. So I've got all my expenses and, you know, I'll add in expenses even if the seller hasn't, because I want the true numbers here. And so let's say that we have rents of $5,500 a month times 12. Let's call it $66,000 a year. And let's say that, just for simplicity's sake, that we're going to take 40%. Well, let's, 40% I think is good. So 66,000 times 0.4. So let's call it 26,400 in expenses. Leaves us like 66,000 minus 26,400, 39,600. That is our NOI, net operating income. Okay. And now what we want to do is, hey, if we're going to pay 650 for this property, you're for sure going to put 20% down, right? So, that's 130,000 and you would be financing 520. So let's just figure out where we would be here. 520 present value. Let's hope that we could get around a 4% non-owner occupied loan. It may be a little more, it may be a little less. And our payment becomes $1,903 and some change. So I'm going to just take 1903 times 12. That's going to be our debt service for the year. So that's $22,836. So let's take our NOI, $39,600. Remember, NOI is just income minus all the expenses other than debt service, minus our debt service, $22,836. So that leaves us a cash flow of about $16,764. So that's what we should expect to make. You know, that doesn't take into account, any unforeseen, but, you know, hopefully we've accounted for some repair costs and we've accounted for some vacancy. And so hopefully there's no surprises. And we're putting away money to do capital expenses, you know, parking lots or roofs or HVACs or whatever. But this is what we're looking at. Okay. But we had to put down $130,000, right? So minimum. So 16,764 divided by 130,000. So we're at about a 13% cash on cash return. not too bad. Actually, pretty good. But where does that get us, right? So we could just go buy this and go the conventional route, but that'd be no fun. So let's see what we did. So if I remember correctly, I offered, let's see, I'll tell you what I offered. All right. I offered, $657,000, so $8,000 more, with $63,000 down. Okay, so not quite 10%. And so let's see, 657 minus 63. We are financing $594,000. And let's see what our payment would be. 594 at 4% over 30 years. 360 is in. Solve for payment. Now our payment is 2835. That's getting up on the high end, right? So 2800, 2835 times 12. Is $34,000. So if we were to do this with a bank, which, you know, we found someone that would do 10% down, you know, now our NOI is, or our cash flow, it would be $39,600 minus $34,020. And now we basically have a $5,000, you know, $400 a month cash flow. Okay, so really what I did is figured out what is the most I want this debt service to be. Okay, so, and the reason that I did that is that, you know, I want as much principal pay down as we can get over a fairly short period of time. And the reason that I like it over a short period of time is that it's good for the seller. Remember, I mean, I would love to get all of these for 20, 30 years, but it's good for the seller. Now, a lot of sellers are okay doing owner financing for 3 years or 4 years. They don't want to do it for 10 years or 15 years. So this is my way of saying, look, we can make you some additional money. We can also help you defer some of your tax consequence. So what I came up with is I decided that the absolute most that I wanted to pay per month is $2,750, which seems kind of high. I mean, I just told you $2,835 only leaves a $5,000 discount. I probably should have told you that, yeah, we can raise the rents a couple hundred dollars a month. So we're going to increase it by another, you know, $1,600 a month in income. So this was the most that I wanted to raise it. Now, let's say that I didn't want $2,750. I can figure this out based on, hey, I could make this payment $2,450. I could make this payment $3,000. What I'm doing is figuring it out based on whether, you know, this is a property that we would like to keep, that, you know, what would work for us. So let's figure this out. So if we have 657, that's our purchase price, minus $65,000 down, we are financing 592. That's our present value. And remember, I told you that, okay, present value, I'm offering 2.5% interest. I think we've established that I like that number. We're just doing it for 3 years. 36 months is in. And then we're going to add in our payment, $2,750 negative payment. Future value is now $535,361. Okay, so the pay down goes from $592 and whatever, I think it was $592 minus $535,361. We get a pay down of $56,000, $56,639 over 3 years. The seller really wanted to see a payment of about $3,000 a month. And I said, let me push as high as I can. But I know that, hey, the more money we're paying, even the more pay down is happening, but the less cash flow we're making. So you got to find that balance, right? You got to look for the balance of what will work best for you as the buyer and what will also work for the seller. So this will be, let's look at what the seller makes too, because it's a free and clear property, right? So they're getting $2,750 a month times 36 months. That's $99,000 plus $535,361 is their balloon payment, okay, plus the down payment, $65,000. So they're asking $649,900. They're going to get $699,361. So they're making an extra $50,000 by staying in this for 3 years. So about $16,000 and some change each year for staying in it and getting the advantage of deferring their taxes over that 3 year period of time. So this is what I call a win-win situation, right? The seller is getting what they need. They're getting a decent down payment, basically 10%. They're getting a good cash flow per month and they're getting a good price. They're getting above what they were asking. They're netting more money. And what are we getting? So we're getting something that we can cash flow from day one and just continue to increase the cash flow as we raise the rents. We're getting in for 10% down. At the end of 3 years, we'll be able to refinance and we've got plenty of equity that won't be a problem to refinance. We should be able to get even a better payment depending on where interest rates are. We won't go into it. I want to wrap this up, but I hope. And if you are not quite grasping this, go back, keep listening to it and keep plugging in the numbers, right? And one of the things I've seen people try to do with this is they're not figuring out where they want to be, right? So, if I need the principal pay down, I'm going to be a higher payment. If I need better cash flow, I've got to be a lower payment. If I want a combination thereof, I'm going to be around that target that we try to figure out before we even start plugging in numbers, right? So, and maybe as Jonathan comes back, we'll do some more of this. But hopefully this was helpful for you. To me, this is a game changer. Like I said, we get this type of offer accepted more than all the rest. So, really quickly, to wrap up, we have the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook page. All of you should be a part of it. Great place to network, ask your questions, post some of your wins, post some of your needs so that we can help you. And we've got some really great people in that group already. But that's how I'd like to communicate now. So join the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group. If you're interested in any of the education that I do, we have the Apprentice Program. It is all about virtual wholesaling all across the nation. This property is not where I live, and it doesn't matter. Where we can deal with properties all over the country, and as you can see, we deal with commercial, and we will teach you exactly what we do, and you will actually have an action plan. You actually have to meet expectations to stay in this program, and there's a way to earn some money while you're learning. And this education can go on as long as you like, as long as you are doing what is asked of you. The Creative Financing Academy, as I mentioned on the last episode, I am still backed up. I have not gotten the website done, but everything else is done. If you're really interested in getting involved, I will help you get involved now. You will get everything that you are supposed to get, probably plus some. The only thing you won't have is direct access to the library until I finish this website. But reach out to me. That's Jeff@weofferoptions.com. I would be happy to get on the phone and explain to you what that program is. It is strictly 100% creative financing. That's all we do in that particular education. Yes, there will be a wholesaling, there will be a buy and hold component to it, but it is all the creative financing. And if you are interested in the apprentice program, reach out to Rebecca, REBECCA@weofferoptions.com. She'd be happy to send you some info about the apprentice program. If you haven't already, you need to do this. I don't know why everyone hasn't. But this is what the Creative Financing Academy will be. It'll give you the best idea. Go to our hotline number, 877-409-8090. 877-409-8090. Text CFP to that number. It'll ask for your email. We will send you a free video. It is me going through a lead, pulling it right out of our CRM, talking out loud, working through what kind of offers we want to make and why, and what our exit strategy is going to be. And start to finish. That is what the Creative Financing Academy is exactly that. So you know, you can get a really good feel for it. Plus, it's a video. Video will always be more helpful to you than just the audio. So definitely order that. Please, please, please rate and review us. If you like what we're doing, we want to broaden our fan base. We want to include more people. We want to make an impact. And as long as we are, we will continue to keep going. The day that we're not, we will be done. So I ask for your help. Please rate and review us and share this with someone else. For now, as Jonathan would say, go out and create some terms. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.